Hello, happy site owners. I'm Ann, and you're listening to the Blogaid podcast. This is the audio version of a post on Blogaid titled, Never Fear a Total Change of Your Site or Business. There comes a time in every site owner's career where they have to make a tough decision to completely change their business. That may mean gradual changes to their existing site or completely shutting down and doing something else. I've done both. In fact, I'm doing one of them right now. I'm making sweeping changes to Blogaid for the sixth time in about 4 years. I'm still here, and business is great. I'll tell you why I never fear drawing a line in the sand, why starting over is the best thing ever, and how you can free your mind, Neo, to the truth that things can be completely different and brilliantly better than ever. Let's talk about how the experts get to be experts. They've been there and done that and lived to tell the story. That's really all there is to it. One of my fave podcasts is Blogcast FM, and Srini asks the same questions of just about every guest and then lets them tell their story. After only 20 to 30 shows, you'll hear a pattern. In fact, Srini has a term for it called fail fast. All of his guest experts say their first online venture was a failure, or all of their first attempts at anything were just awful. That's looking at them with hindsight from their current level of knowledge and success. They all have something else in common, too. They were willing to drop a site or online business completely and do something else totally different. The joy is you take everything with you. Blogaid is not my first rodeo. I had two other sites prior that were directly connected with this business. The first one was for site design back in the days when you had to have a coder to have a site. The second was teaching coding. That morphed into teaching Blogger and then WordPress users. Both were static HTML sites, as were other sites I was running at the time. Once I really dug into WordPress and discovered all the super things it could do, I made the switch and I've never looked back. In other words, I started over from scratch with a total redesign of the site, content, and product. I started Blogaid as a sister site that answered the question, I have a site, now what? It covered more of the user how-to and the marketing aspect. Eventually, I realized that more people wanted to learn those things than how to code, so I threw all of my eggs into the Blogaid basket. I lost a lot of readers during that switch. I lost all of my geeky techie folks, too. That was okay, because I wanted to focus on an entirely different audience. In less than 6 months, I had more readers on Blogaid than I had gained on the other site in 2 years. When you make a change, you take all of your knowledge into that new endeavor. Now, I want to go back and talk about fail fast. As mentioned, Srini's interviews turned me on to the idea of fail fast, meaning to do something to the best of your ability, and when that no longer serves, be willing to let it go and do something else. Now, that's easier said than done. Most of us take pride in what we create, and we attribute a significant investment of time and energy and probably money to that creation. It's hard to let go of your little baby. I had no such attachments. Maybe I'm lucky that way. A decade or so in the music business helped strip away the that's my baby feelings about what I created. Songs I shared publicly were products. My music is aired in 14 countries, by the way. I still have songs to this day that I don't share with the general public because they're meaningful to me in a way that I don't want to put out there for scrutiny. So I don't. Okay, back to my point. You create something, then give it feet, and then it makes its own way in the world. Next. Maybe it takes doing that a few times to get over the feeling of cutting apron strings, or saying goodbye, or whatever other ritual you want to shroud it in. But after you've done it, and you felt the joy of release and unburdening, and then enjoyed success with the next thing, you'll get over it. Promise. Now, there is such a thing as failing too fast, and here's the caveat of that strategy. You have to stick with something long enough to get good with it. If you only play baseball 6 months, then give it up to play basketball for 6 months, then give that up to play hockey, what do you think you'll have gotten good at? We've all heard the story of Babe Ruth. He struck out more times than he hit home runs. He also played one sport for 22 years. So there is something to sticking with it. Now, I've run Blogaid since 2009. For the first 2 years, I had to change the business model and my offers every 6 months. I thought every new product and offer and service that I introduced would be what would put them over the top. They didn't. at least not individually, but collectively, it's all working. I significantly tweak BlogAid about twice a year now. There's one simple reason. Things change. Technology changes, trends change, people want different kinds of info delivered in different kinds of ways. I started out teaching WordPress, and I still do. However, it's not the mainstay of my business anymore. Even in the scratch-to-publish classes, WordPress fundamentals take a couple of hours in the 9 to 12 hours offered. The WordPress video library is the least expensive. It's just not the thing that people think they need to learn. It is, because it's the foundation of everything else they'll do on their site, but I've beaten my head against that wall, all I'm going to, trying to convince people not to start with the theme. I started with text-only tutorials on WordPress. I've since moved into video tutorials, podcasts, interviews, and other platforms such as social media, YouTube, iTunes, and now webinars. I'll soon be adding G+ Hangouts. The content now includes content marketing, SEO, RSS, MailChimp, and more. I didn't start out with all I have now. I built it, one brick at a time, over time. Now, I expect at some point that BlogAid will look as significantly different from what it does now as what it looks like now differs from how it started. It looks radically different from the previous online businesses I closed. You can do this. You can radically change your business anytime you want. You will lose followers and gain followers in the process. You'll lose and gain SEO. You'll lose some of your hair. It'll grow back for most of you. You can also take a break. Twice I've been on the hairy edge of closing something down, but I took a week off instead. I came back with renewed energy and ideas. So if you're feeling the need to walk away, do it. No one will know you're gone. Now that may be a hard thing to swallow, but the fact is, if you don't post anywhere online for a week or two, folks have plenty else to keep them entertained and busy. And you don't even have to tell anyone what you're doing. You don't owe anyone an explanation. Just do it. How about you? Have you closed sites and opened others? Have you radically changed your business under the same name? Do you want to make a bold change, but you're afraid of what might happen? Leave a comment on BlogAid.net and let's chat about it and help each other through it.